Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Beautiful poinsettia. Poinsettia? I never get the word right.
I say poinsettia, but...
Poinsettia, what do you say? Poinsettia.
Yeah, I think there's an I, but I always say
there
poinsettia.
Is. All right, so anyway, you're watering those and keeping them in
Don't
the wonderful...
Let your cat eat them. Mm-mm.
Your cat eats them?
If your cat eats them, they...
Really?
They're toxic for pets.
Well, I think they're toxic, period, aren't they? They're not good.
Try a little bite and tell me what's
good.
Oh, no.
Very nice. All right, so what's going on around the world, the intelligent things? The report today, this is something that actually was generated a few days ago, about free speech. How many of you think, in terms of your daily exercise of liberty, about your ability to say what you want? More and more, the politically correct movements sort of get in the way of that, even though we have the ability to say things sometimes that are not particularly cool, you still want to think that you have the right to say what you're thinking. Or maybe you're not even thinking, you just want to say whatever it is that comes boom, 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 out of your mouth. I get into that once in a while because I do a lot of radio and sometimes it's hard for me to...
gate on your mouth. I know.
Yeah.
Me too.
Right. Yes, that's a good way of looking at it. So here we have a report from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education examining campus speech codes at 437 schools. And the conclusion is that more than half of them maintain policies that severely restrict the free speech rights of all the students. In some circumstances, speech restrictions at schools such as Penn State.
How so?
University of Connecticut were adopted under pressure from the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights in the guise of anti-harassment policies. So, the schools say they have free speech, but the professors and sometimes student interests themselves cow down those who would say things that are not in agreement with what the main thinking seems to be on the campus. You've heard that. You've seen that any number of times, Jennifer. I don't know if it happened where you went to school, but there are a lot of schools, and they seem to be, and I'm not going to say this categorically, but there are a lot of East Coast, West Coast schools that are well known, that seem to try to control. And I know this has happened. I can name four or five schools where I know that the practice is, especially with the teachers or professors unions, instructors unions, as they are, mm-hmm. they get very pushy.
Yeah, especially what they don't want agenda.
Well, there was a wasn't it Condoleezza Rice this past year? Whether you agree or disagree with her, she was basically driven away from a speech as a commencement person at some college. I don't remember. Like, it's been 6 months. So I don't remember it. But I do remember that example. And then I seem to remember there were four or five other circumstances that were the same. And then I said, okay, so they don't want to have these people show up on campus? Then you protest. But let them come.
Right.
Don't send them away because there's some people.
Just don't go to the event if you don't like her.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I had a fight, and I can't even remember what it was about now, but it was in my journalism ethics class. It was the final semester. It was a practicum course.
Interesting combination of words.
Yeah. 18 to 20 people in the class sitting around a table, essentially.
Yeah.
And my teacher was pushing such liberal agenda that finally I said something because I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, this is not ethics. I said, this is a journalism ethics class. You can't. And I can't even remember what she was pushing. It was probably about something in the news and about the coverage of it.
Yeah.
I said, how can you even defend this in an ethics class? You can't. This isn't ethical. This isn't being a journalist and being unbiased. And she got so mad that she actually walked out of the room.
Did she?
Uh-huh. And this is a professor who's still at the college, very well known, has like buildings named after her.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Has buildings named after her?
At the college, yeah. She and her husband are very big into the school and donate a lot, and yeah.
No. That's not the way it ought to be played.
No, and I actually had a couple people come up to me afterwards, and normally I wouldn't say anything, but I did. I couldn't take it, and I had a couple people afterwards that were like, thank you, that was, I'm glad somebody said something.
Yeah, there you go. 888-302-3684. You can say something for us, with us, at us, to us. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or you can use Facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. What have you been following? What's going on there, Jennifer, in terms of issues? I wonder if people are thinking about the fact this week has been a good week for economic news. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you it's not all beautiful. I guess it depends on who you are and where you are. If you argue that America is turning up its nose at immigrants, this latest report sort of flies in the face of that, in league with the announcement that we have this uptick in domestic product. 25 million people working in this country were not born here. I'll repeat that.
Yeah, lay that on me again.
From the Interesting Information Department, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 25 million foreign-born individuals have jobs in the United States. That would be more than 10%. The workforce is around 180 million, 190 million, it seems to me.
Interesting.
So this report, as we look at the number of jobs that were added in the last quarter, 380,000 jobs, foreign-born workers had the majority of them. Now, remember, there are millions of people in this country illegally. Are they now finally showing up on the stats? And if that's the case,
that could be.
Is everything getting so blurred that it becomes the excuse for making it easier for these people to come into this country and basically vote for the people that made it easy for them to get into the country? Is that really what this? Foreign-born workers represent 17% of job holders in our country. One in five workers.
At least they're workers. I'd be interested in knowing the number of non-workers that are in this country.
Well, I just find this frustrating and annoying, and frankly, I don't like it. I don't. But there's the other side of this, which started around the time, actually before I was in college, there were people who were coming here from, I remember all the foreign students that came to Heidelberg, and we were embracing them. We were happy with them. We were, I remember there were some fellows from Micronesia that came to college there, had a special program for Micronesians, and it was good because they had their tuition, the full boat was paid for by the interest that got them there. And then with most of them, they stayed here. They got jobs in various sectors, and because they were good at what they did, it was easy for them to stay. And since 9/11, we, no matter what, whether these people are good or bad at what they do, we've made it difficult for them to stay. So what's happened is that of this, let's say the 25 million foreign-born workers that are here now, many of them, if not most of them, are, well, not most of them, that's not fair to say. Many of them are here illegally. So we've encouraged, by our own sort of silly policies, we've encouraged these people to come here. We need the help. Not for, I don't think we need it for labor purposes. The farmers will tell you that they need them. I got American white, well, not all white, but I have Americans that are working on my farm, and they're happy for the work, and they're good at it. the fellow that you know the best, other than Joe, who's working in the supervisory capacity, is this fellow Matt that I had on the air a month or so ago talking about his experiences in the Marines. He went to Afghanistan, was a full-time Marine now. He's a weekend warrior and works on the farm. He's a very good and strong asset. Happy to have him. But he's the exception. But yet we're able to find him and put him to work. So I think the point here that I'm making is that if you look for people, if you don't take the easiest road, if you actually look for people who are qualified and you want to make sure that they're legal, mm-hmm. and you want to make sure that they're native born, if that's your priority, I don't really care where people are born as long as they're here legally.
Right.
I mean,
we need to just get it right. It's funny you brought this up because I had a conversation with a friend yesterday who is a nurse and helped care for my grandmother, actually. And so she came over and helped us out. And, or, you know, she was with us yesterday and she was talking about how she'd finally become a citizen and she was so excited.
Yeah.
And it took her so long. And this is a girl who came here to work because she wanted that American dream. She came here to work. She's paid taxes for 12 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her forever to get her citizenship. She had to jump through so many hoops. It took her about $60,000, she said, to actually become a citizen with legal fees and all of that.
Wow.
But yet you have people that are just crossing the border and doing it the wrong way and just hanging out. You know, you have people who are really contributing, and those are the ones that they're making it really hard for. Those are the ones I say, hey, you're a contributing member of society. You're paying into the system. Here you go. That makes me want to give them citizenship more than the ones that just sneak in.
Well, I'm not happy with any of the ones who just sneak in, pay $7,000 to the mules to get them in. Why don't we just take their seven, let them, they want to come here, okay, you pay us $7,000, we'll maybe put you on a fast track to citizenship, which requires faster training, whatever it is.
That's exactly what my friend Marie said yesterday.
Yeah.
She said, had I but just given the $60,000 to the government,
yep.
she said, I would have paid that to the government to become a citizen instead of in legal fees and paperwork.
Why are we so crazy about this?
I know.
This is nuts and very destructive to the health of our country. Nuts. It's nuts, I tell you. It's nuts.
Kind of nuts.
Here's something kind of crazy, Jen.
What's that?
A fast-paddling Good Samaritan
mm-hmm.
in a kayak.
Okay.
Helping sheriff's deputies nab a Christmas thief. The report is deputies received a number of calls in Washington State on Wednesday that the man and a woman were going through mailboxes in this particular town. Deputies were on their way. Residents spotted a car filled with mail and used their cars to block the car that was on the retreat. The suspected mail thieves ran off. One was caught right away. The other fled to a pond.
A pond?
With a kayak. He grabbed the kayak out of the yard, jumped into the water. One of the residents watching this all take place grabbed his own kayak.
Good.
Caught up to the suspect and dragged him back to shore. He was arrested there. Story at DougSteffen.com. There you go. Man in kayak helps nab thieves. Here's something that you have been wonderful to support, and I'm very thankful for the hundreds of, maybe up to thousands now, of people who signed up to get BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox Coffee. We use the money to help support farms like mine around the country that are struggling, the 501c3s, the way that this thing operates. Really amazing. You call them at 866-456-7805 and get them to send you a free bag of BuzzBox Coffee. Now, normally speaking, coffee's coffee for a lot of people. It is, okay, give me a cup of coffee. That's not the case with BuzzBox. This is really superb, super stuff. Jennifer will tell you because she drinks it every day. She's on the program.
Just had a cup. Mm-hmm.
You can get on the program, too. Call 866-456-7805 and get your daily habit into the positive plus zone. Not just that you're addicted to the caffeine, but have it be pleasant tasting. Have it be, in fact, good for you. That's what Arabica coffee is. And that's the basis for BuzzBox, which is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Become a groupie. Join the group. 866-456-7805 for BuzzBox coffee. Make yourself a New Year's resolution to drink good coffee. BuzzBox coffee.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As we are in the day after Christmas on the Good Day program, there are a lot of day after Christmas tunes. I have three of them lined up here. One of them is an Elvis parody, Return to Sender. This is Return to Santa. Crack it up, Michael.
He wrote upon it, Return to Santa. He wrote upon it, Return to Santa. Just send me cash, your tacky sweater gave me a rash. I got a fruitcake and some plaid pants. Hair clip is for my nose. Another bottle of Old Spice. Boy, did I get hosed.
He wrote upon that,
Return to Santa. Who needs this junk? This year's Christmas really stunk.
Aww.
Return to Santa. Don't mean to be rude.
Oh, no.
But this Christmas I got scrooged. Return to Santa.
All right, so there's one of the post-Santa songs. Actually, we got a couple of songs, and then we found a bit of stand-up from Jerry Seinfeld that I think you'll be amused by. First, though, this is a parody of the Doors song, People Are Strange, called People,
People Exchange all of their presents when they get cufflinks and cheer pets. No one wants fashions purchased at Walmart. Grab your receipt and stand in line to exchange underwear made out of mesh. Just exchange the new CD from John Tesh. Just exchange. Please exchange.
Reach it.
Go exchange. All right, yeah. People exchange their stupid presents. Your mother-in-law just gave you a month. They bought you a small, but you're 6'7". They got you balls, but you don't play golf. Go exchange a basket of imported
cheese. How many people have have things to exchange today. Meredith got me a couple of a sweater and another item that was too large for me. Even though there doesn't seem to be a consistency. That's the thing when you buy
clothing. The sizes are all off.
The sizes are crazy all over the place. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's an excerpt from an open for one of the episodes of Seinfeld that focuses on the Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree certainly seems to inspire a love-hate relationship. All that time is spent selecting it and decorating it, and then a week after, it's just thrown somewhere. You see it by the side of the road. It looks like a mob hit. Car slows down, the door opens, and this tree just rolls out. People snap out of that Christmas spirit like it was a drunken stupor. They just wake up one morning and go, oh my God, there's a tree inside the house. Just throw it anyway.
Get rid of it. How many of you are feeling that way?
No, not yet.
Keep the tree until after the first of the
year. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So here's one of the new items that really made it big. As a matter of fact, the people who manufactured drones couldn't make enough of them per the demand. Massive rise in consumer usage of drones. One of the most popular items under the tree. Now, the FAA releasing a video this week that sort of put up the best practices to help people stay off the naughty list. But the interesting thing is the story at DougStefan.com, these things become so common, they're almost like a stocking stuffer. And looking
a
at social media, yeah, some people are having a lot of fun trying to wrap them up. You can see pictures of people trying to wrap up or what they look like. The packages look like wrapped up. If you want to check out the picture connected to the story, it's at DougStefan.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
What do shoes have to do with choosing the perfect shingles for your roof? If you have to ask, then you haven't been paying attention to the seismic shift going on when it comes to marketing to women. Cadillac, for example, just released its first ever commercial depicting a CEO-ish looking woman behind the wheel of one of its luxury vehicles. And American Express is out with a new no-fee rewards card targeted to busy moms. Which brings us back to those shoes. And what may actually go down as one of the most eye-opening nods to women's clout. GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer, now features a style guide on its website that couldn't be more female-friendly if Eve had designed it herself. Among other things, users get to have some fun by matching their favorite shoe style to the corresponding shingle type. High heels your thing? Explore Monaco shingles. More the sneakers type? Explore Timberline Lifetime shingles. To learn more, visit www.gaf.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down.
Let's bring people up. I thought we got rid of this. I don't like this one,
I
Michael.
I like it.
Nah.
Don't get rid of it, Michael.
Yeah, no.
You're going to do fire you?
33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the day after Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Richie will be back on Monday. Kenny be back on Monday. Back to full strength. Speaking of that, Republicans around the country are plotting a new campaign to check the power of labor unions and chip away at their political influence. Lawmakers, because of how well they have done in this past midterm, especially at the state level, and getting together, they're weighing so-called right-to-work bills in several states. The measures, which are already in place in a couple of dozen states, aren't they now right-to-work states? Excuse me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I grabbed a couple of piece of pineapple.
So because you grabbed Charlotte pineapple, outside. We have to listen to you digesting it on the radio?
Will you please?
Last time I checked, this is a nationally syndicated program.
Really? Calm down, will you please? Calm down.
I love you. I know. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Have some more pineapple.
You know, nobody would notice it if you didn't bring it to everybody's attention.
I just want everybody to make sure that they hear it.
Very
if
nice.
They missed it, I just want to make sure you got
very,
it. Dougie's
nice.
Sharing, everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, these right-to-work bills will expand the ability that people have to get jobs and not belong to unions. As you know, in many states, and this works for this at the state level as well when it comes to contracting, there are a lot of states that say, if you're not a union organization, you can't get state contracts. There are I don't know if that's still the rule with the federal contracts or not, many of them, they say on the contract, on the bid specifications, union only. Mm. So what is that doing except filling the coffers?
So if you don't want to join the union, what happens to you?
Well, I remember when I was a teacher, at first not wanting to join the union, and then I was sort of talked into it by my friends and eventually became the building rep for the union. I found it was better to work with them.
I think that's better, yeah, because then you can make changes if you're involved.
Right. Exactly, yeah. And I think that's it. But the other side of it is that we're in a country that values choice, and to be cowed into or pushed into or threatened into a situation where you don't have a choice seems to me to be wrong. If you choose not to belong to a union and union wages are X and non-union wages are Y, then you should not expect to get the X wages if you don't belong to the union. I think that's fair. I think that oftentimes have. I remember with the big protest movements when I was a kid in the late 60s, early 70s, when I was teaching, the concern was, what happens to those who don't want to join the union? We got the same pay as the people who were in the union, so that sort of weakened the value of the union. Why would you join the union, pay their dues, if you get the same pay, you know, by not being in the union? So those things were addressed over the years. Unions have had a very important place in the maturing of our country. We needed labor unions.
And they were necessary for a long time.
Absolutely, for a long time.
But now they've turned into doing the wrong business. Now it's political arms.
But fewer people belong to unions now, and they are, as you've suggested, Jennifer, just pretty much political hacksters. And in some circumstances, some of the reasons for labor unions falling apart has been their intractable demand that you must support. I mean, how do you know how people vote when they go into the ballot box? You know,
but they bug you about it.
Exactly.
You know,
and there are a lot of people who don't want to. You know, the union people have been detrimental, and the people that they wanted to vote in have been detrimental to the good of the country. So I think it's a good idea, frankly, and I hope they get someplace with it. That's the reason I brought it up. And also, I guess in terms of people, a lot of folks are talking as the new year begins shortly about Jeb Bush and whether he will run. He's stepping down from his post at a healthcare firm at the end of this month. So that would tell me more and more and more and more and more.
He's saying he's going to do it.
He says he's going to actively explore a run for president. So why did he say so often in the past that he didn't want to?
Because they always say that. Even Hillary Clinton. I mean, everybody. Oh, no, I don't know about that. Oh, I don't. You know, come on. You know you're raising money. Stop being coy, buddy.
Right. Speaking of not being coy, Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. He always has something to say. There's always something going on.
We should see if he has an early prediction for president. Wouldn't that be fun?
All right. Yeah, okay. We can talk about that. He's very good at motivation. He's got a great mind, knows how to work it. By the way, speaking of the Bushes, George, the father, is in the hospital still, but he's doing A-okay. So that's not a bad thing. Thank you very much.
So, you know, we talked about skydiving. Do you know it wasn't 2 years ago that he did his skydive? He actually did it this year for his 90th
birthday.
Yeah.
He's done it a number of times.
I know he has. And I didn't think he did it this year, but he sure did.
He did, right. All right, can we go back to Christmas for a minute?
Of course. I love it.
As we dance around some of the issues and items that are occurring around our country. Those of you, we've been quipping all day about the fate of your Christmas tree. And how it is that it will last through at least New Year's, one would hope. They all start getting dry, especially if you put them in your house too soon. If they're fresh cut, then it lasts a little longer. If you get it from a local company, a local farm, you can go out and saw it yourself. But then most of them come from Maine or Canada or other places in the Carolinas where there are really wonderful trees that are grown. But I noticed with our tree, we had a wonderful, big, full tree. But it drooped.
And where?
It kept drooping. Yeah, just all the arms, if you will, the branches were nicely, they were beautifully set as we took the tree home. And then we set it up and it drank a lot of water. But even though it drank a lot of water, as it had less life, the branches start to droop and droop, yeah. And then the needles start falling off. So if you are, we want to take note of what's going on in Nevada starting today. There are a number of truckers who are going around picking up these Christmas trees and bringing them to a place where goats are eating them.
It's a good use, isn't it?
Goats are known to eat just about anything. And so now somebody's tried to feed them Christmas trees. Turns out they like them.
Hmm.
There's a story in a local paper in Nevada about a fellow who has 40 goats. He has a family-owned herding business. And so they've gone around, picked up these Christmas trees. And when there's nothing, you know, when they've finished eating the all of the needles, there's nothing left but the skeleton.
Wouldn't it hurt to eat a Christmas tree?
Not for goats.
Really?
High in vitamin C, natural dewormer. I think that makes a lot of sense.
And they're gas-proof, like a pine tree.
Right, exactly. I wish I could get my cows to eat them.
Right? And then your whole pasture.
Then you just take the tree and grind it up in wood chips. It'll be this spring's mulch.
There you go.
End of story. We fixed another problem here on the Good Day program. I love fixing.
We're a green show, Dougie.
We are. Green, clear through, and deodorized, too. Despite decreased costs of production, it costs more than a penny to make a penny. More than 5 cents to make a nickel. Info at the end of the year from the U.S. Mint. In its report to Congress, penny production costs fell from 2.4 cents per coin to 1.6 cents per coin this year. Same with a nickel. Used to cost 11 cents to make one, now costs 8 cents to make one, even though they're only worth a nickel. So why is it that... But they last, you see, that's the thing. And that's why there was so much of a move to get the dollar into a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Because it costs us $400 million a year in America.
To reprint dollars. I'll tell you, though, and you know, every other nation has them. They all have a dollar piece.
Yeah, it's a very practical way. It's just, you know, you think about the penny. Why? What is the use of the penny anymore, anyway? It's just... I mean, why do they feel like they have to charge you?
Let's just make everything even. It's either a buck or it's $2. You're right about that.
Yeah. Well, by the time you're done with the taxes, let's make it come out even. So you don't have to give people so many pennies in exchange. I went into a store the other day and bought something, and it was $4.98.
Mm-hmm.
So I just gave him a $5 bill and walked out. Lady said, don't you want your change? I said, no!
There, I just gave you my 2 cents, Lee.
Right, there's my 2 cents worth. Thank you very much. Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. Best chance to get your hair back. In the new year, you're vowing to make yourself look better because therefore you will feel better. When you look good, you feel good. And because the holiday sale continues at Chamonix on Provia, now is the time for you to call them at 800-525-8319. Order Provia, which is a serum, has clinical-grade botanical extracts in it that work on your scalp to cleanse the pores and allow what is underneath that stuff that's plugged up your pores to grow through. That's your hair under your scalp, follicles of hair waiting to come through. They're just yelling, help! Help! I can't get through! Please help me! So if you get Provia and put it on, massage
so
into your...
they're polite, is what they are.
They're
right?
Very polite. Yeah. Yeah, right. Please help me. I can't get through. 800-525-8319. That's what your hair follicles are saying. Give them the ability to come back and make you look better. It's your hair. You want to use Provia to get your hair back. It's that simple, that easy. Dial 800-525-8319, and you, my friend, will have the ability to enjoy your hair. The next 4, 5, 6 months, you'll be thanking me for telling you the story. And if you call now, you get free express shipping as the season winds down. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back. Use Provia. 800-525-8319.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from St. Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Buff and mask it responsibly.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
All right. You know what I forgot to do last week when Uri was here?
What?
Is wish him a happy birthday, because his birthday was last Saturday.
Happy birthday, Uri.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank happy you.
Now you've reached the same pinnacle that I have. Thank you very much.
Shut up.
It's okay. Doug will always be older, Uri. That's good.
Uri, I don't know if you have seen, and I forgot to tell you this, my daughter gave birth to a 7-pound, 2-ounce boy on Monday.
Wow, congratulations.
His name is Miles. You can see him at DougStephan.com. And I was thinking about what he has to look forward to in his life. What do you think children who are being born now, I mean, kind of think about this at the beginning of every year, but it obviously is especially poignant to me as I look at the generations and think, what is this young person have to look forward to? What do you think life will be like? You're someone who uses your mind, mental abilities that you have that are above and beyond what most people have. What do you think the future holds for children that are being born now?
Well, Doug, unfortunately, if you look at kids today, say you walk in the street and you see a bunch of kids gathered at the corner of a street, 90% of them will not be playing football or basketball. They will be into their mobile phones and playing games on their phones. And it's hard to believe how the technology is basically dictating our lives today.
Yeah.
And I dread to think what's going to happen in 15 or 20 years from now. So my wish list is for the youth of the world is to start really thinking about well-being, physical activities, and so on. Just imagine, Doug, even grown-ups are into their phones all the time, non-stop. I was in a charity not long ago. I came late and walked in when everyone was sitting at their table. Someone was talking, you know, up on the podium, and no one was looking at him. Almost everyone's eyes were into their, BlackBerries.
We become zombies. Interesting that you brought this up, because Megan and I had this conversation about what is going to be done to keep this child from having the brain synapse, the fact that you can't, if you're exposed to a lot of fast-moving pictures like television and or all of these things that are on these screens, it prohibits or keeps your brain from developing normally because it can't take these quick, the motion, the movement, if you will, the synapse in the brain that connects the various neurons and things that make your brain function properly, get all jumbled up because of what you're exposed to. And so we talked about what would happen. I suggested you don't expose children to this stuff until they're 3 years old because it does crazy things to their mind.
And then look at here we're talking about serious stuff, the radicalization of the minds of children. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible. There was just, yesterday's story in the British press, you can find it in the Daily Mail, that a 3-year-old was dressed up as an ISIS terrorist terrorist,
oh,
holding a small Kalashnikov, you know, a gun in his hand. And, you know, the father, I think, took him away from England. And he's being radicalized, you know, as we speak, to kill and maim. If that child, the baby, grows into a teenage kid, hey, you know, you're brainwashed. Your mind is totally thrown into a negative gear, and you think that the only way for them to win this war is to kill others who do not agree to your own belief system or your religion.
It's so sick. It really is. All right, Uri. Thank you for giving us food for thought, as usual. Check out Uri's website, urigeller.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust God. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud.
Here's R. Kelly from the movie Space Jam. I Believe I Can Fly. The song was at the top of the charts during the last week of 1996. And here, in case you don't remember the movie, Jennifer, a little reconnoitering.
I like the little whoop.
All right, Michael, what do we have that sound from the movie?
I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly.
They're going to make us do stand-up comedy. The same jokes every night for all eternity. We're going to be locked up like wild animals and then trotted out to perform for a bunch of lowbrow, bug-eyed, fat-headed, humor-challenged aliens.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Your Airness, but if you don't find a fifth player, your team will forfeit the game.
There is no intelligent life out there after all.
How true it is.
Oh, my God. All right, so there we go. A little memory courtesy of Space Jam. Okay, Jennifer and Doug, Chucker is off for the rest of the, well, this is the rest of the week, right? Over. Everybody comes back and sort of gets in the fold on Monday. All right, in the meantime, the continuing focus on this movie, The Interview, I have still not heard from anybody on the air that has seen it. I've asked people, did you go see it? And I haven't heard from anybody. 888-302-3684. Hundreds of theaters made special arrangements for this comedy.
And people waiting in line for this movie.
Yeah, right. Mega hit where they had it. You know, the theaters that had it were happy to have it. But now, here's one theater manager said, we're taking a stand for freedom.
Mm-hmm. Cha-ching.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're taking a stand for cash. And let's see, there were 7 screenings on Thursday. Wednesday night. And then these 200 or so theaters were playing this as much as they could. Usually these were self-standing. You know how there's one of the great things about Los Angeles? They have so many of these neighborhood theaters that are still in existence. They
These are like little art house theaters that are
500.
Playing.
Yeah, right. You don't get a lot of people sitting in them. And they were showing this movie. And they charged the regular price. So at any rate, most of you know by now this was an inside job at Sony. It wasn't done by the North Koreans. It wasn't done by the Chinese.
And where did you get this story?
Which story?
This story.
Which
inside
story?
Job.
Oh, that's been floating around since Wednesday.
I know. I was trying to find it, and I was trying to follow you with it. And
I had I saw it on the AP summary of the news of the day on Wednesday morning, I believe.
It makes for such a juicy twist, doesn't it?
Well, and that's when they changed, you know, okay, you can get it here, there, and everywhere, when it looked like it wasn't really a problem. So do you figure that this was an inside job in the sense that they decided this would be a good way to promote it because it was a stinko movie? Or do you think that some of the things that were happening really were a result of them being full of fear that people were going to get killed because some North Korean nutcake would come with a hand grenade and throw it
blow up
the
a movie theater?
Yeah, right. Anyway,
whatever it is, it's got a huge. I mean, this publicity. Oh my gosh, you can't buy the publicity that this movie has.
Okay,
they're going to make a movie about this movie.
That could be the Star Wars franchise. The Force Awakens characters have been named this week, according to J.J. Abrams. There's a couple of different things that have been controversial about this. The fact that black actors are playing bad guys and white actors are playing good guys. That was the same sort of thing we heard from that Exodus movie.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, The Force Awakens new characters are being introduced, and there are with this the introduction of those new, like the old baseball cards, and they made them Star Wars cards. You remember? Well, you don't remember. I'm going back to 1977. My son's got a bunch of those that he collected. There's a fellow named Poe Dameron is a new character that's been introduced. I'm just looking at some of these names here. I find it interesting. There's so much interest in this, but I think it's cool. I'm all for it, frankly. 59.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.